The Disciples Enlightened on Christ's Identity, October 16. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. The disciples wondered what this stranger could know that he should penetrate to their very souls and speak with such earnestness, tenderness, sympathy, and with such hopefulness. For the first time since Christ's betrayal in the garden, they began to feel hopeful. Often they looked earnestly at their companion, and thought that his words were just the words that Christ would have spoken. They were filled with amazement, and their hearts began to throb with expectation, hope, and joy. There are many who discount Old Testament history. They advocate the idea that the New Testament takes the place of the Old, and that therefore the Old Testament is no longer of any use. But Christ's first work with his disciples was to begin at the Alpha of the Old Testament to prove that he was to come to this world and pass through the experiences that had taken place in his incarnation. The rejection of the Son of God was plainly seen by the prophets. Christ would have the ideas of his disciples pure and true in every specification. They must understand, as far as possible, in regard to the cup of suffering that was apportioned to him. He showed them that the awful conflict that they could not yet understand, but that they should understand, was the fulfillment of the covenant made before the foundation of the world was laid. Christ must die as all transgressors of the law will die if they continue in sin. All this should be, but it would not end in defeat but in glorious, eternal victory. As the disciples were about to enter their house, the stranger appeared as though he would continue his journey. But the disciples felt drawn to him. "Abide with us," they said, "for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." Christ responded to the invitation without making any excuses. He went in to tarry with them. Had the disciples failed on this occasion to press their invitation, they would not have known that their traveling companion was no other than the risen Lord. Christ never forces his company upon anyone. He interests himself in those who he knows need him. But if they pass along, indifferent and careless, never thinking of the heavenly guest, or asking him to abide with them, he passes on. Thus many meet with great loss. They do not know Christ any more than did the disciples as he walked and talked with them by the way.